the in-person has a quiz every 1 to 2 weeks, whereas the online, because it's accelerated and a more mature learner, has a 4 to 5 assessments per week, in addition to reflection, content applications, quizzes, and skills assignments. In terms of skill acquisition, for the traditional student, we're talking about interpreting a critique. And they demonstrate that by presenting posters, juried posters, of an area that they've investigated and their summary and critique of the science in that area. Whereas the RN is really doing a more deep level critique and is expected to write a paper that reflects both qualitative and quantitative research. The communication for, of course, the in-class is face-to-face, there's discussion, whereas the online has questions to a discussion board, the monitoring of discussion, along with quizzes and feedback, and they always have access to the instructor. The one disadvantage that the in-person classroom has is the decrease in socialization. The ability to network with your peers to form lasting relationships that may play out in your career development. Because of the wide geographical distribution, this is limited with online. The students are less likely to make friendships and they don't have lasting relationships. But this may not be a goal of these adult learner groups. So the question that we frequently get asked and that our professional organization asks of us is then, how do you deliver the clinical practice? For our traditional students, we march them across the street to the hospital and they do their clinical. But in this case, we have registered nurses who are practicing. So we use their practice as the learning environment. And we call that an integrative learning experience. So they take their assignment that they have been given, they go and they partner with their where they work, and they say, I have this assignment, how can I best deliver this in this environment? So it not only involves them as the learner, but it also involves other healthcare providers in being able to meet the aim of the assignment and to complete it. So the laboratory, even though it may be simulated for the in-person classroom student who does that in our building, for the online learning learner, that laboratory is the hospital or the practice where they work. So we have enrolled to date 213 students. 82 are currently enrolled, 21 have stopped out. And by that we mean they've taken a break, but they intend to graduate, and 12 have withdrawn. 98 have graduated since the program was established. We have a 94% retention rate and an 82% graduation rate, and an average GPA for all 213 of high 4.0, 3.77. This is a class of 2011, and I just want to make the comment that this year's class of 2012, I was walking out to my car across from our graduation site, and one of our students was there. I said, congratulations. He said, yeah, I got to go and catch a plane. I said, oh, you're going on vacation? Where are you going? He said, no, I'm going home. I'm flying back to Hawaii. He was one of our online course students. We're very proud of this course. More than half of our students who graduated in 2012 who received honors were online nursing students. We have been designated by bestcolleges.com regarding online RN to BS programs to be ranked 5th nationally. And we have been working with the mayor's initiative for city colleges, the Colleges to Careers program, with Malcolm X, in actively developing their curricula in nursing to provide a good foundation for their students to move on to our online program. And as Trustee Strobel mentioned, we're very pleased to just receive the news that UIC is ranked 18th in online education. And that was picked up by Crane's Healthcare and Business, and we like to think that we played a pretty important part in that ranking. So our principle that we think works best for online is that it's cutting-edge instructional design, evidence-based content, we have a high student satisfaction, good outcomes, and our philosophy is high-tech, high-touch. So we don't want this just to be where the professor sees themselves in a different connotation of facilitator than was mentioned earlier, where they